Hey guys, and welcome back to the Banana Base Podcast. We are super pumped to be back with a fun-filled episode 5 for all of you guys.
Yes, we are super happy to be back. We took last week off from filming as we had time off from the office. So we actually just moved into a new apartment together, yeah. Which is super fun. We need to call it like a Banana Babe's house or something.
It's the Banana yeah. Babe Cave.
There you go. Banana Babe Cave. And then I went up to Charleston, and then I actually went to Las Vegas to see my queen, Shania Twain, perform, which was incredible.
I'm so happy about the new house. It's definitely a very fun name to call the new place, you know, Banana Babe Cave. Speaking of queens, we do have a special guest with us today, and that is our very own first female pitcher for the Bananas, Megan Wolf.
Hi!
Hi, Megan!
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. We are super excited to have you on the Banana Babes. I know we've talked a little previously wanting to have you on, so I'm so glad that we finally could have you star here with us from afar.
Thank you. Yes. 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 Good to be here.
Yes. And so to start off, for those who don't know, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the team's first female pitcher?
Oh, that's a long story. My name is Megan Wolf. I am married to Matt Wolf, who is the trick pitcher for the Bananas. He's the one in the rodeo clown pants. He and I have been married for almost 5 years. We have a 2-year-old named Rayleigh. She can be seen frequenting the baseball field as well. I stay home with her, right? So that's my full-time job, is to take care of Rayleigh and emotional support for my husband. And how I became the first female pitcher is because Matt and I were just playing catch on the field one day before practice. And we got there early, and some of the guys were walking in and just heard the pop of the glove. And Burns looked over, and he and I had not even met yet. And he was like, "Oh, Wolf, is that your wife?" And he was like, "Yeah, it actually is." And he was like, "What?" And the next thing I knew, Jesse was over there, and he was like, "Throw a curveball." And I was like, "I don't have a curveball. I'm not a pitcher. I'm just playing catch with my husband." Next thing I knew, they were like, "Would you want to get in a game?" And I was like, "Absolutely. Like, are you serious?" And they made it happen. I don't know how, but
wow,
happened, and I'm still in shock about it, honestly.
Yeah, that's so awesome. What was that experience like for you when we were in Columbus in front of a sold-out crowd? I know there were no seats left. There was barely even room to stand. It was a packed crowd. So how was that?
It was surreal, like crazy. Like, I don't have the words for it, because you're right. It was absolutely packed. I was in a bullpen. I didn't go in until the 7th inning, I think it was. So I was just in the bullpen doing my thing. I'm seeing, like, it's absolutely packed. People are asking for my autograph, but they don't even know, like, who I am. They just saw me in a uniform, and they're like, "Oh, like, that's cool. Let me just get an autograph." And then going out there and being under the lights, and just, I'm a former collegiate athlete, you know, like, I played softball in college. So being back under the lights, I was just, like, pumped to just be there, you know, just happy to be back on the field, and that, like, to have this moment with my husband. Like, you know, a lot of people said, like, "Oh, that was great for women in sports," or, you know, "It was a great game promotion," or, like, it was those things, but for me, it was just a really special moment with my husband, because of everything that we had been through on the tour, and just, like, having it all melt away so that we could just share this one moment that happened to be in front of 4,500 people.
That's so awesome. Especially because Columbus was, like, a couple cities in. So, you know, you were having those experiences on the world tour, and then you got to do that and kind of pull it all together. So that's so cool. And speaking of women in sports, so recently the video of you pitching from ESPN was posted on ESPNW. So that's so cool. What has that been like? And did you know that they were posting it, or did you, like, randomly see it, like, on Instagram?
I didn't know it was happening. They just tagged me in it, and I was like, I looked over at Matt. "Yeah, I want ESPNW," and he was like, "What? Are you serious?" I was like, "Yes!" And I was just like, every like I see it posted, whether it's, you know, ESPNW or the Bananas or it's, you know, a friend from back home. It's like, oh my gosh, like literally someone from high school I haven't talked to in 15 years reached out to me this morning. I was like, I just saw you pitching for the Bananas. Like, that is so cool. And it's just surreal. And I'm like, it's cool because I don't know the impact that it has, right? Like, I'm still just me, like just trying to live my life. And like, all these things are happening. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like, what is life right now?
Wow.
Yeah, no, I think we can definitely relate to that because we kind of forget ourselves how much of an impact we make on these fans when we're going to all these different cities and having these one-on-one moments with them, or even just coming out in the crowd and just seeing everyone. Like, you really do touch people and you make a difference. So I definitely understand what you're saying there.
Right.
Like, you really, you don't know that impact until you have those people like coming back and be like, holy cow, do you remember this? Or I watched you do this. So that's literally amazing.
For sure. And like you said, like, you know, little kids will even be coming up to us being like, can I have your autograph? And I'm like, me? I'm no one. But it really is sweet. And it's so nice too, you know, putting all this work into the world tour and then having it pay off for everyone involved is just very rewarding, for sure.
Yeah, I just know for myself it was really enjoyable to be able to watch you out there and like captivating all the fans and being someone that all the little girls can look up to and be like, wow, I can be a part of something like this too. It's really inspiring. And to have our camera crew there to capture it all and being able to go back and rewatch it, that was amazing and so cool.
Yes.
Yeah, after the game, I get emotional every time I talk about it. You know, after the game, there were all these little girls, you know, asking for my autograph, and then a grown woman came up to me. She was, you know, quite a bit older than I was.
Yeah.
And she introduced herself as she was like the director of sports for the city of Columbus, or something to that effect. I wish I remembered exactly. But she was crying and she was like, you will never know the impact that you had on all the little girls out here today. And I was just like, I was started crying with her. I was like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. Like, and it's not anything that I did, you know, like I just happened to show up, but like God used me in that moment. And, you know, well, I'll never know the full impact that it has, but the impact that it had on me was so special. And that is just something that I will carry in my heart forever and ever.
For sure. And I love that so much. And especially because, you know, even though it's a baseball team and sometimes it's easy to think like, oh, only like little boys are watching our baseball players. Like, no, this is having an impact on like softball girls. Cause I mean, I remember there's a softball team waiting for the guys in Kansas City at the hotel.
I was just
like
thinking about the same thing.
These like little girls, like even softball players. And like, I know recently, like a little soccer team reached out to us and like, it just shows that it's having like an impact on so many little kids.
The softball team was literally camped out in the hotel room in Kansas City waiting for them to come back, and they'd see us and be like, where are they? Yeah. And we're like, we have no idea. They're coming back in a few minutes. Like, they were on a mission. They were getting an autograph. They were getting their pictures.
Yes.
So it's amazing how dialed in people really are to the Bananas.
Yes, for sure.
That's so cool.
And so before pitching for the Bananas, I know you said you played collegiate sports, but did you ever have an interest in taking it further or like working in the sports industry?
Yes to both. So I wanted to play, right? Like, I feel like that's always the dream. It's just difficult, especially in softball. Like, when I graduated 2013. So 10 years ago, and professional softball was like just starting. They had like 4 teams. So I wasn't even going to try out, you know, like it was just so far out of reach for me. So I thought that I would work in sports. So I got my degree in mass communications, and my plan was to become a sports broadcaster. I want to be a sports reporter. And then I realized I don't watch enough sports to like, be able to talk about it for a living.
Yeah.
So things kind of shifted. I was a social media and communications manager for the professional soccer team here in Oklahoma City.
Nice.
And that was really, really awesome. Unfortunately, Oklahoma hasn't really embraced soccer like the team hoped they would. So they ended up laying off a third of the company in a single day. And I was part of that layoff. So then I became a teacher and a high school teacher, and I was teaching broadcasting in high school. Uh-huh. And then the pandemic happened and I was pregnant with Rayleigh. So I just decided to stay home. So was kind of involved in sports for quite a while. And now involved in a different way.
Yes, definitely. Now you're a part of the Bananas family for sure.
Yes. That was super interesting. Like, I did not know that about you, Megan. Yeah. So I didn't, especially you teaching, teaching broadcasting in high schools. Like that's really neat. I know my school had like a little broadcasting class. Yeah. And many students like that. So it's good to be able to like dip your feet in with someone that's passionate about it. So that's really amazing.
For sure. And I feel like, especially, you know, with your passions, like I feel like it's always like, you know what you like to do, but then it can also be so rewarding, like teaching others about, you know, that kind of stuff. And then it's like, you get to watch them grow, and like also learn. So I think that's also like
absolutely
so rewarding for,
absolutely,
you know,
my
teachers.
My first job out of college was, at Channel 4 in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I was what they called a web producer. So I was writing and editing online stories. And so doing that and then working for the soccer team and then being able to take my real world experience and teach it to those kids. And like, I just have such a heart for the youth,
yes,
you know, just like being able to mentor those kids. And I was like a counselor too, to those kids. And, some of them are still pursuing sports broadcasting and they'll still reach out to me and like, you know, they'll tell me if they got a job or if they got a promotion or which team reached out to them. And so just knowing that I had a real impact on them and was able to pass on my experience and my wisdom to them and that it's actually paying off is just so, so rewarding.
Aw, I love that. And so your husband, Matt, is also a pitcher for the team and he does literally the coolest tricks. And then Ray is always cheering you guys both on from the sidelines. But what has it been like having like your whole family just be a part of this experience here in Banana Land?
It has been so special. I'm really blessed that Matt has made sure that we would be involved. Uh-huh. You know, like he said from the very beginning, like, I can't do this without my family. Mm-hmm. So we got to make sure that my wife and my daughter can come. And so we've just been there and it's, you know, some days it's really hard and, you know, she does not have a sleep schedule. It's going to be crazy. And, you know, we end up eating a lot of junk food because we're eating at the ballparks, and that's okay because I'm just a mom doing the best that I can.
Right.
But just being able to support him through it all and being involved in it and getting to know, you know, building relationships with everyone, you know, other teammates and people on the staff, and just, it's been an incredible experience and I would not change it for the world.
That's so awesome. And I feel like it is so sweet because we consider ourselves such a huge family at the Bananas. So it's like when a family actually becomes a part of it, it just shows even more like
Ray's our banana baby.
Yeah.
I love taking them in and like watching them all grow, like Collins,
I know.
Ray, Maverick, Kenna, all of them, just watching them grow up and get to experience things at the same time as us, like kind of seeing it through their eyes, like this big ballpark and
for sure.
The roaring fans, like just going back and imagining how they feel about it. So cool.
Yes, and I love, like, obviously my favorite part of every game is when Matt goes in. And so no matter, you know, Rayleigh just runs around that place like a wild animal. And so a party animal, if you will.
Yeah.
And so when I hear Matt's, you know, walkout song and they announce his name, and so wherever we are, just scoop her up and I'm like, daddy's pitching, and we run up as close as we can to the net and we're like, go daddy, and it's just the light in her eyes is just it's amazing.
That's so sweet. I mean, same thing though when you were pitching. I mean, even like they showed a couple of clips of, you know, her cheering you on while you're pitching, and I remember being back there like literally snap firing pictures because I'm like, this is literally the cutest thing ever.
Thank you so much for that. I still remember what they look like.
Yes, so sweet. I mean, huge picture fan. Like whenever anything happens, I'm like, oh, we need to take a picture. We need to take a video.
Yes.
But, I mean, of course, ESPN definitely got way clearer videos than I did. But
oh, yeah, shout out rumor.
Yes.
Team are amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So funny. But then even speaking of Matt, when he, I recently, like, I don't get to see a lot of the games, but I remember the one of the time, I don't know if he does it all the time, but the one time that I saw him coming up to the mound, he was in, like, that little, like, mini control, like, go-kart.
Yes.
And I thought that was the funniest thing.
And it got wrapped. Like, yeah. The thing is wrapped. I don't think people understand. We have this little... like sports wheel, hot
it's like
wheel
a
car,
Jeep. Yeah.
Jeep. We sent it to get professionally wrapped. The bumper has like a big, massive decal of like Savannah Bananas, and you'll just see people riding around in it in the ballpark.
It can fit a huge like human in it,
yes.
Like an adult.
Yes, but I'm like, it's
I know,
literally.
The first time I saw it come out, I was like, oh, this is cool. And I was like. It was a little bit slower than I was expecting, so I was like, we need to, like, set this thing on fire, or, like,
yeah.
Some Roman candles, or, like, let's just...
Power it to, like, a legit battery, so it's, like...
Could you imagine if it was fast? That'd be so funny.
Yeah,
he would be like, let's ramp it.
Yeah. That was definitely a good moment. I enjoyed that one for sure.
That was really cool. I think he should keep that as his little walk-up, quote-unquote, for every time.
Do you? Yeah. Have you had, like, a favorite walk-up? That you've seen him kind of like come to the mound and do,
or like a favorite trick?
Oh yeah, favorite trick.
I mean, my this is embarrassing, but my favorite trick is the panty drop.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a good one. That's a good one. In ESPN,
he dropped his pants, and I did that little shimmy. And yeah.
I remember seeing that, and I was like, "That's literally goals." That is
but,
so funny.
I mean, that's my husband. I love him.
Yes.
That's right.
Honestly, I think the first time that we all saw that, our jaws dropped.
Oh,
I think that might have been my first introduction to, like who is Matt Wolf? They kept on turning out this rodeo clown. I'm like, will someone show me?
Yeah.
Sure enough, they pull up a video, and he's dropping the pants.
Yeah. And I think, like, not to go back to ESPN, because we've been talking about them so much, but they just portrayed everything so well. And I remember... after the tryouts back in March, before we even went on tour, I remember Jesse coming in just freaking out about this rodeo clown. And, like, me and Mandolin weren't at the tryouts. But we were like, oh, my gosh, we can't wait to see, like, what he does. And then, like, the cameras show him doing his tricks and then everyone freaking out. And so that was also very awesome.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us today and talking to us. We love learning about all about your experiences and, you know, talking about the family.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, of course. And, hey, maybe we can even see you out on the mound again for our next world tour. I think
that would be yet another dream come true.
That'd be cool to run it back and do another time.
I think we should, right? Bring it back. Bring the people what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get asked every time. Every time I'm... like with the bananas, people will see me, and if I get recognized, like, when are you going back in? I'm like, I don't think I am. Tell Jesse.
No,
you
next.
Let Jesse know.
Yes, we'll have a whole walkout plan for you, and we'll be hyping you up.
Yes, thank you so much. You girls are the best.
Yes, of
Thanks,
course.
Megan.
Thanks,
see
Megan.
You soon.